Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about people who have a bad sense. You'll see what I mean when I read you the verse from today, Jude chapter 1, verse 19, which says this. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. Concerned about dangerous people among the early church, Jude wrote his letter of warning. This verse comes at the end of an extended description of these dangerous men. It's as if Jude wanted to leave us with a few final identifying marks of these men so that we could identify them when we need to. First, he says that they are sensual persons. Now, when he called these dangerous men troubling believers in his day, when he called them sensual, he meant it in the sense that they were not spiritual. They were what the Bible sometimes calls carnal. They were insensitive to the Holy Spirit. This describes the person who lives only and by and for what they can get through their physical senses. And they live this way selfishly. God has a higher life for us than merely living by what we feel. He intends for us to enjoy life in the Spirit, not set apart from feelings, but putting the things we can sense in their proper order. These dangerous men Jude wrote about didn't keep the proper priorities when it came to the sensual and the spiritual. So they lived as if the material was more important than the spiritual. It's wrong, and it's a historical error to believe that the material is unimportant. God has a purpose and a plan for our material bodies and this material world. Yet we dare not promote the material over the spiritual, and we keep each in their proper order, something that the dangerous men did not do. Second, these were men who caused divisions. This particular word for divisions is found only here in the New Testament. It has the idea of people who think themselves superior, and therefore they keep themselves separate from the common people. It speaks of a spiritual elitism more like the Pharisees who opposed Jesus and his humble disciples. It's always a danger sign when we think ourselves better than other Christians, and we keep ourselves separate from other brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. As you grow deeper in the Lord, beware of the corruption of elitism. Jude mentioned one final characteristic in this verse, describing these men as those not having the Spirit. This very sad epitaph could be written over many churches, many church projects, many evangelism campaigns, home groups, or even individual Christian lives. Just as in Jude's day, today the church needs truly spiritual men and women. Friend, could that phrase, not having the Spirit, could it describe your life? It could be the attitude that looks to self first for solutions and strength, only depending on the Holy Spirit when every other option finally fails. You may thankfully remember many precious past experiences with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord for those. But what difference has the Holy Spirit made in your life this last week? Remember the promise of Jesus and simply ask in faith, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's in Luke chapter 11, verse 13. So today, make it a day that you receive the Holy Spirit and walk in his presence and power.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.